Battle Creek College reopens. With a more accurate comprehension of the whole situation on the part of the Battle Creek Church, and upon its members making a thorough confession and a pledge of loyalty to the spirit of prophecy and to church leadership, the Board of Trustees of Battle Creek College looked forward to the reopening of the college. Butler, chairman of the board as well as president of the General Conference, presented an extended statement on the situation in the review of July 31, 1883, under the title Our College at Battle Creek. The statement said, in part, "Let us consider some of the questions involved in the reopening of the college. It has remained closed for 1 year. Why? Because as conducted for some time previous to its closing, it did not answer the purpose for which it was established. And further, because the state of feeling existing in the community surrounding it was such that those to whom its management was entrusted felt that there was no reasonable hope that a better state of things could then be obtained. A very different spirit is manifest in the church at Battle Creek the present year from that which was seen last year. Yet there are great difficulties to be met if we have such a school as will meet the mind of the Spirit of God. It will require men of sound judgment, deep piety, and those whose whole hearts are enlisted in the work of God, to mold and manage it, if it ever fully succeeds. To bring about the true spirit in our college will require a great effort. To secure proper officers and teachers who will exert the right influences, and bring into the school the Spirit of Christ, and lead the minds of the pupils to the truth, is a difficult problem, and one which the Board of Trustees is now trying to solve. We hope for such success as will enable us soon to announce the time when our college will open. It was recognized that the main purpose of the college was to train ministers, missionaries, colporteurs, Bible readers, instructors, and teachers for auxiliary schools. A new day had dawned for Battle Creek College. The IBID, August 14, 1883, carried the announcement that Battle Creek College would open Wednesday, September 5, for the coming college year. 80 students were present for the opening.
W. H. Little John, who had shown his loyalty to the church and to the spirit of prophecy councils, had been chosen president.
He served for 2 years. Especially gratifying and heartening to Ellen White was the turnaround of Uriah Smith. Using his editorial report on the Michigan camp meeting to herald to the church the marked change that had come in his personal relationship to the spirit of prophecy, Smith stated, "The presence of Brethren Haskell and W.C. White from the Pacific Coast added to the interest of the meeting. The benefit of the labors and attendance of Sister White at this meeting cannot be overestimated. Her exhortations moved the people to seek the Lord with earnestness and contrition of heart, as could have been done by no others. Sister White has a work to do, and is trying faithfully to perform it, which no others can do. It is one which has a most intimate connection with the prosperity of the cause. For this she is especially qualified by the gift she has in exercise of visions and revelations of the Lord. Through this she is able to perceive more vividly the dangers and duties pertaining to these closing moments of time, and thus more understandingly instruct and warn the little flock, and he who would try to destroy confidence in her work, or weaken her hands, is taking a course hostile to the best interests of this cause." From the very beginning, now nearly 40 years ago, the manifestation of the spirit of prophecy and the visions of Sister White has been connected with this work, and interwoven with every step of its progress. To suppose that during the brief time remaining it is to be separated from it would be to look for a singular providence indeed. A change in this respect is now no more possible than it is desirable. Rather than stop now to question the wisdom of God's providence, in the constitution or history of this work, and spend time and strength in efforts to introduce fundamental changes, we think all would do better to accept it as a whole, give their attention to a careful examination of their own hearts in view of the soon coming judgment, and be willing to receive instruction from whatever source, and by whatever means the Lord may see fit to send it.